Well, this video will be a fun one today. Got a lot to cover. We have to show you some of what to expect in a debate between Trump and Biden. Oh, yeah, if that even happens, who knows if it's just a setup. Again, highlight the growing love of the public for President Trump, even from the from New York. Show how the night shows are exposing Biden, how an NFL star destroys Biden and the left, and NFL can't stand it. And many more red pills today. Here we go. So, folks, just a reminder, August 11th through 18th, this year we're going to be having a cruise together in Alaska. I just wanted to make sure you knew that we have a few rooms left. You might want to jump on there if you're thinking of going before they are gone. It is going to be beautiful, amazing scenery. You guys are looking at your screen right now. We're going to be able to see some whales, watch the beautiful, beautiful scenery. The bears probably going to be out there walking around. Who knows? It's going to be wonderful. The food is going to be outstanding. The worship is going to be great. The music, the comedy, and simply being around other folks who have been part of this And We Know Wake Up has been absolutely amazing. We're going to have basically what I feel like is a family reunion, finally, after being tortured for so many years, losing so many friends, in so many ways. How great it's going to feel to be together. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys check it out. It's in below this video at andweknow.com. All right, check it out today if you would. And so now we're going to head into, it looks like, the Bronx.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course, I would want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I would support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love, and, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
So, you tell me...
We want Trump to come back. Please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump, because the Bronx need a change, and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
Reporting for Newsmax in the South Bronx, New York, I'm Kara Castro.
Pretty amazing. If Biden showed up, what would happen? Well, he wants to show up finally for a debate, this actor, whoever he is, wearing this mask. And he had a few words to say in case you missed it.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Yeah. President Trump said, Crooked Joe Biden is the worst debater I have ever faced. He can't put two sentences together. Crooked is also the worst president in the history of the United States, by far. It's time for a debate so that he can explain to the American people his highly destructive open border policy, new and ridiculous EV mandates, you know, the electric vehicles, the allowance of crushing inflation, high taxes, his really weak foreign policy, which is allowing the world to catch on fire. I'm ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe at the two proposed times in June and September. I would strongly recommend more than two debates and, for excitement purposes, a very large venue. Although Biden is supposedly afraid of crowds, that's only because he doesn't get them. Just tell me when, I'll be there. Let's get ready to rumble. And somebody add this for us to hear. You ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, I'm in a good mood. All right, so Fletch 17 sent me this. Hats tip to E-Trainer. How do we get here, folks? Checking out the search for debates. 3 points. Didn't Trump just post about three debate dates? Probably a coincidence, because you got debates 1, 2, and 3 on the cue board. Biden camp will find excuse, reason to terminate. They always do. Biden camp will provide the questions ahead of time. They normally do. And Biden camp will be provided the questions ahead of time and assistance in the form of a special communication device, just like they did last time. What's even more cool is the second debate is actually set for September 10th. September 10th. Well, what's the date of the Q drop? September 10th, 2020. That's an interesting coincidence. It's always kind of a strange coincidence, isn't it? And then let's see what kind of rules they had for this particular debate.
After an invitation from CNN for a debate on June 27th. Over to you, Donald, as you said, anywhere, anytime, any place. So 6/27/24 is the date that's offered. That is a Thursday.
It's sort of strange, though, that this all happens. It's obviously coordinated with CNN. And Trump's the one who's been saying since January, anytime, anywhere. And now Biden, okay, maybe it's clever, right? He's like, okay, fine, then let's do it June 27th and we'll do it with CNN. Well, maybe it's all going to happen. Maybe it'll be smooth, but I think there'll probably be some bumps along the way. Trump's got a very competent senior team in Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita. So the details to be worked out, but at least there is going to be a debate. I think.
Boy, you think, Could it all be a setup where they basically say, see, I told you I wanted to debate, and then something happens where they try to make it where President Trump can't even show up because of all these court case stuff, and then they say, well, he didn't really want to show up today. He couldn't show up anyway. I'm the one that challenged him, and he couldn't. You know how they usually play these things. But, you know, I kind of want to go back in time to the first 2020 debate. Trump talking about mail-in ballots.
As far as the ballots are concerned, it's a disaster. A solicited ballot, okay, solicited is okay. You're soliciting, you're asking, they send it back, you send it back. I did that. If you have an unsolicited, they're sending millions of ballots all over the country. There's fraud. They found them in creeks. They found some with the name Trump, just happened to have the name Trump just the other day in a waste paper basket. They're being sent all over the place. They sent two in a Democrat area. They sent out 1,000 ballots. Everybody got two ballots. This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen. The other thing, it's nice on November 3rd, you're watching and you see who won the election. And I think we're going to do well because people are really happy with the job we've done. But you know what? We won't know. We might not know for months because these ballots are going to be all over. Take a look at what happened in Manhattan. Take a look at what happened in New Jersey. Take a look at what happened in Virginia and other places. They're not losing 2%, 1%, which, by the way, is too much. An election could be won or lost with that. They're losing 30 and 40%. It's a fraud and it's a shame. And can you imagine where they say, you have to have your ballot in by November 10th. November 10th. That means that's 7 days after the election, in theory, should have been announced.
Okay.
We have major states with that.
Sir,
all run by Democrats.
2 minutes is 2 minutes.
All run by Democrats.
President Trump.
It's a rigged election.
You're going to be.
Rigged election. He called it long before it happened. He knew what was going to happen back then, and he told everybody over and over again, this election is going to be rigged, they're going to use the mail-in ballots, and he was right. This year, he keeps talking about the huge win that we're going to have, and November 5th is going to be the greatest date in the history of the United States. We're already seeing the numbers pouring in, and somebody put this together for our viewing enjoyment. For those listening in, there's the folks on the beach in New Jersey by the thousands, and then Biden's on the beach, I think, that same day, maybe? And nobody really cares. Oh, we're back to Trump. And there's the Biden crowd, so excited, so ready to see Biden. Oh, no, back to Trump. Yeah, how about that? That would be an ad right there, Trump, Make America Great Again 2024. So that might have been an ad. Maybe they're playing that all over the television. The 81 million votes, there they are, sitting there. anxiously awaiting for their guy. They got empty seats. You know, you think that it'd be standing room only. Can you imagine when they turn on the TV? Maybe, I don't know if they glance or they happen to see social media and they see that 80 to 100,000 folks show up to see President Trump. What it must be like sitting there going, wow, it's so nice and comfortable and quiet here. Can somebody get some Grey Poupon and maybe a piano can play in the background and we can just have a nice, nice nap for our guy so he can be ready for the debate. Jack Straw, one day the world will see how close to the edge we were. One day the world will understand why we've sacrificed so much of our time trying to wake people up. One day everything will be clear. The people will see the war we fought for them. One day, our story will be written in history books known as the greatest story ever told. One day, the world won't view us as conspiracy theorists, but as heroes. It will all be worth it in the end. It will. And as we move forward, some of the great things that we will understand even more so would be things like grasshopper uncovers and many others when they see timestamps of drops that are placed there perfectly for us to see. When President Trump dropped the economic disaster, also known as Bidenomics, and the consequential red wave, he dropped it at 16:10 Eastern Standard Time. Well, you know what's amazing, folks? If you go to 1610 on the cue board, the Intel board that was given to us so that we could use it to work together, answer questions, and realize the communications are reaching us, those that really want to know. 1610 happened to say, are you awake? Mainstream media equals propaganda tool of the Democrat Party. That's right. The Dems need the mainstream media so they can continue their lies. The president of the United States economy, not good enough. Impeach him. He had a great economy. President of the United States Trump, job creating record. He had records, but it wasn't good enough, so they have to impeach him. Trump's GDP wasn't good enough, so they impeached him. His fair trade, protect America, wasn't good enough. They had to impeach him. Manufacturing wasn't good enough. They had to impeach him. Record low unemployment, well, it wasn't good enough either. So, you know, again, impeach him. Tax reform, more take-home money for everyone, but that wasn't good enough. They have to impeach him. Yeah. Do you not believe the truth is spreading all while this is a constant attack is happening? Do you not believe they are losing their slave grip hold? Do you not believe we are winning? The silent majority, no more. We have to fight, fight, fight. Where we go one, we go all. What a wonderful, wonderful day. Don't you agree? So, kind of makes me wonder as we deal with all the things we've been dealing with for a while. How are we feeling and how's our skin doing? Well, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer, and here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code LT at charlize.beauty/LT. That's charlize.beauty/LT. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to the gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go in the description box below and click on that link today, charlize.beauty/LT. Get your 20% off. Well, folks, we wouldn't have a good day unless we had some Stormy Daniels' husband speaking out about the Trump trial. You know, the one where Cohen is just keeping his senses together. No, really not. Well, the Communist News Network, CNN legal experts are now saying that Cohen may derail his entire case after he became so aggravated during his testimony. Cohen went on a rant calling the judge in his case corrupt and essentially saying everyone is corrupt except him. He also went on to say that although he's lied in court before, he's not lying this time, even though he still says he doesn't believe he's guilty to a crime he confessed to. The prosecution really dropped the ball with Cohen. He was the last person that should have been involved in this case at all. When CNN sides with Trump, you know you're wrong. When can we expect public apologies? We'll see. Let's see this one.
Have you discussed what happened when you talk about her trying to get on with her life? If Trump is found...
She's talking about Stormy Daniels. This is her husband, by the way.
If Trump is found not guilty, I think there's a... I mean, either way, I don't think it gets better for her. You know, I think if it's not guilty, we got to decide what to do. Good chance we'll probably vacate this country. If he is found guilty, that she's still going to have to deal with all the hate that feel like she's the reason that he's guilty from all of his followers. So I don't see it as a win situation either way. You know, I know that we would like to get on with our lives. I know that she wants to move past this. We just want to do what I guess you would say normal people get to do in some aspects. But I don't know if that ever will be, you know, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Some of the things that she has to go through that people don't realize, you know?
Yeah. That breaks your heart. All that money that you guys were paid to make sure that, President Trump was brought into trial and tried to make a fool of, but it just, it's just not working and you realize it. And, they lied to you and it's a pretty heavy price that you got to pay. So of course, Michael Cohen's attorney, Robert Costello, just testified to Congress that Michael Cohen told him that he didn't even believe Stormy Daniels' story and only paid her off to save Trump and his family embarrassment.
He didn't believe the allegation of the Stormy Daniels story, that he thought the story would be embarrassing for Trump and especially for Melania, so he decided he would take care of it himself.
Absolutely, and that is contrary what this guy testified to in court in New York yesterday.
Well, and what's not being talked about is your next paragraph, like the reason and his motivation for that. So if you could just kind of walk through that for the committee.
Yeah, obviously, when we started to talk about the NDAs, and this is the very first meeting at the Regency Hotel, when, by the way, Rudy Giuliani was not involved in representing Donald Trump at that time. Cohen testified that it was a conspiracy between Giuliani and Costello as of this date. Totally false. In any event, he also said that he didn't discuss the Stormy Daniels matter with us, and he certainly did. I specifically asked him because he kept on going back saying, I can't believe they're trying to put me in jail for these NDAs. And I said, Michael, tell me about the NDA. Tell me about Stormy Daniels. What
NDA is a non-disclosure agreement, in case you guys are wondering.
What did you do? He said, I got a call from a lawyer representing Stormy Daniels who represented that she was going to testify that Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels. Michael Cohen said, I didn't believe the allegation, but I knew that such an allegation would be terribly embarrassing. He said, it would be embarrassing. He focused on Melania Trump. He said, I didn't want to embarrass Melania Trump. He said, that's why I decided to take care of this on my own. Right. I went back to that several times. You did this on your own? On my own. Did Donald Trump have anything to do with it? No. Did you get the money from Donald Trump? No. From any of his organizations? No. From anybody connected to Donald Trump? No. Where did you get the money? I took out a HELOC loan against my property. I said, why would you do that? He said, I didn't want anybody to know where I got this money. I didn't want Melania to know. I didn't want my own wife to know because she's in charge, he said, of the Cohen family finances. He said, if she saw money coming out of my account, she'd ask me 100 questions and I didn't want to answer any of them.
Wow. What a movie. You guys enjoying this? I tell you what, so we have this meme, if you guys remember, that everybody's, the enemy's weapons pointed at President Trump. Think about what would happen if they actually threw Trump in jail during the election cycle. This is from Ultra Peppy Lives Matter. Trump unveiled just how corrupt the system as if he was a lightning rod destined to fulfill this role. He caused an irrevocable change in me and millions of other people. Our eyes have been opened. And now that system is attempting to put him in jail, frame him for treason, and implement God knows what other schemes just to enact revenge. They were comfortable living in the shadows. Light has exposed evil, an unveiling, an apocalypse. If they threw Trump in jail after all this, if they throw him in there, he'd look like a living martyr. He's a man of the people, willing to take every sling and arrow just to show people the truth. For that reason, he truly is one of the most important politicians in American history. What he started cannot be undone. It's like a domino effect that has repercussions unknown for generations. If they throw Trump in jail, he'll become more than a man. He's become a symbol for the people. He's become an idea. His public battle has become a visceral tool for awakening to millions of the otherwise sleeping masses. Nothing they do to him will cause his mission to fail because this isn't about him. It's about the people he represents. The truth is inevitable. So let's talk about that with Georgia. What about the voters there on the impact of Trump's legal woes?
Well, guys, good morning to you. You know, this is one of the most closely watched counties here in the key battleground state of Georgia. So it seemed like the perfect place to come out and talk to Republican voters and see all of the coverage, all of the things that we're talking about with this New York hush money trial. How is it impacting them down here? So I spoke with about five different Republicans, and they represent a very wide cross section, a very diverse group of Republican voters here in this county. And I asked them, how are they being impacted by this trial? Are they paying close attention? And what impact might a guilty verdict have on their decision to support the former president? Here's what they told me. Take a look.
For those listening in, not watching, it's MSNBC out of all places.
Do each of you support Donald Trump?
I do.
Yes.
Yes? Yes for all three of you?
Yes.
Has this trial changed your opinion, even caused you to waver or question that at all?
She's asking the question like, almost like, and I'm just assuming she didn't know what they were going to say. She's asking it and moving her hands and squinting her eyes in a way to kind of lead the witness to really kind of, do you understand? Really, it's changing your mind, right?
No, it's actually caused me to support him more. I just don't believe there's a coincidence that we have a trial happening in Atlanta. We have one happening in New York. So the question people are beginning to ask themselves, like I did, is like, why now?
It's pretty much everybody says they're picking on him. You know, people were tired of going after him, and you see it in so many areas. It's really not a big issue in the party. Actually, they're really making everybody mad, and they look at a big bully, and the government is the bully.
This is going to be your first time casting a ballot. What is it for you that drives your support of the former president?
I think always fighting me. He's taken so much just defense from news and everything, but he still hasn't given up. He keeps fighting to do what's right.
I've talked to many people who formerly identified as a Democrat. They have changed their political persuasion to independent, and they are looking forward to voting for Trump. Wow. Because now they find something in common with a political candidate at that level.
When you say they find commonality, what is that commonality?
They have felt persecuted by the system of American injustice. And it's not a stretch for them to think that Trump may be a victim as well. People see that there's some kind of commonality between himself and maybe all the black men that have been incarcerated and the families that have been impacted by black male incarceration.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. And so all of this moving forward, I thought I had something that I wanted to show you. Kind of made me think of something that I noticed earlier, but I don't think I have it. Do I have it? Let me just give me one second as I look this up, because I thought it made me want to kind of sing a little bit. Oh, yes, here it is. I wanted to show you this because this is how I felt today. I was just kind of listening in, and I kind of needed this, and I don't want to waste your time, but I just thought, you know, sometimes when you hear something good and it just reaches your ears it soothes your soul, and you just kind of have that feeling of, you know, I just kind of want to walk in a park because I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing people in the Bronx. I'm hearing people in Georgia. I'm watching thousands show up. This just seems to be good today. And I thought of this.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds, they become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries, nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you.
Do you guys feel it? I'll just let that play off to the side for a little bit as I head over to the next portion of this presentation today. You guys remember one of my favorites, Rush Limbaugh? I miss him. I really do miss him. Dan Purser put this out. Don Purser, excuse me. The wisdom and insight of Rush Limbaugh. Speaking here on classic liberalism, why they think they know better about how to run your life than you do. You know, they think they know better. Well, this show, we're going to play a clip from it on the February 11th, 2019, just over 5 years ago and 25 months into Trump's presidency. At that point, they had not stopped him with the Mueller investigation and a government shutdown. His approval ratings were at 52%, a number that has apparently been flushed from the media. With his popularity at an all-time high, evil forces on the left were plotting impeachment and likely had begun to plan COVID-19 as a means to lock down the country and enable them to steal the election if all else failed. All else failed. So 3.5 years into Biden, we see there are no limits to what the left will do to keep Trump out of the White House. But just like a wonderful song from Sinatra, I'm going to play a little bit of Rush to just make our day even better. Let's just finish this song up here for the last few seconds before we go there, shall we?
She doesn't see me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, guys. You know, sometimes I know I throw those in there. It's just kind of awkward for some of y'all. But that's how we roll around here. Check this out. Here we go, Rush.
Because the real point here and what has enabled Donald Trump to continually run circles around these people is that in order for this global order to be created, there's something that had to be forgotten or ignored or relegated to a sphere of irrelevance. And that is the American citizen. We used to have a country, even during World War II and prior to that, where the focus of everything was the American citizen, the American citizen's way of life, the American citizen's opportunity for prosperity, education. You can call it American exceptionalism, American greatness, or whatever it was, but it was traceable directly to our founding. This is a country founded for the citizen, for the citizens. This is a country founded limiting government's role over the citizen. The citizen was the focus, the person, the American individual was the focus. That was abandoned. And the American citizen, the American individual took second place, or even sometimes third place, to the new objectives that were found in globalism. And then that went on for 30 or 40 years. And the role of the citizen in determining what America was became less and less and less, despite citizens voting in elections. What they expressed during elections mattered because candidates campaigned ostensibly caring about the citizens and what they wanted and promising to implement those things if elected. We all know what happens. They get elected based on the campaigns. They get to Washington, and we don't see much evidence of that upon which they campaigned. Now, this was a slow process, but it was steady, and it resulted in the citizen becoming less and less of a factor in the say-so of his own country.
So we're going to get to more of him in a moment. First, before we get back to him, I want to make sure that we share with you, we're at andweknow.com. Just go to that website, folks. You can find everything you need, especially the contact button. You can send us a picture. You can send us an email. You can sign up for a newsletter and get updates from us all the time. Find out our latest videos. Or, you know, you can head there, too, if you've seen an ad and you want to, you know, can't remember where you found it, like LT Pet Club and all the other good ones that we have. You can just head on there over to andweknow.com and find it there. We also have an amazing website called thepatriotlight.com, thepatriotlight.com. It's basically a Drudge Report for conservatives. We worked hard on this, and it updates every 5-10 minutes with the new news on home, politics, world news, markets, faith, even have a faith section, social news, and resources that we count on. And you can also head over to shop.andweknow.com, and you'll find all of our merchandise. Our sweatshirts and hoodies, our accessories, our hats, our tees and tanks heading into the summer. And it's absolutely amazing, the products that are there. We've got all kinds of new goodies, and I've shown these things before, but I will gladly show it again as you head to shop.andweknow.com or go to andweknow.com and find the merch button and click on it. You'll see that we have all types of goodies. We have the clothing, the activewear, and so much more. We even have gear for the cruise, the cruise wear. Really, really cool. And so when you're looking for what's new, you click on what's new. You say, I know there's a new shirt or a new, that's right, the Occar flag's there, the Get Your Popcorn Ready t-shirt's there. We've got the new Women's Cali Wave, Romans 8:28 Scripture Pullover. That's right, the Romans 8:28 Scripture. Look at that, how amazing. That all things work together for good with the waves. Isn't that beautiful? They did a wonderful job on that. Got different colors for you. And on the front, you've got the And We Know logo. I think it's pretty cool. So here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Voting in elections, what they expressed during elections mattered because candidates campaigned ostensibly caring about the citizens and what they wanted and promising to implement those things if elected. We all know what happens. They get elected based on the campaigns. They get to Washington, and we don't see much evidence of that upon which they campaigned.
That's right.
Now, this was a slow process, but it was steady. And it resulted in the citizen becoming less and less of a factor in the say-so of his own country, be it foreign policy, be it domestic policy, be it what have you. And the citizen as the focal point of what this country, the betterment of the citizen, the overall life of the citizen, that's what made this country great. It was slowly not so much abandoned, but relegated to secondary status as the elites slowly but surely began to realize or think that they knew much better than the citizens, because they knew more than the citizens. Oh, there's Klobuchar talking about global warming in the snow. Trump with another hilarious tweet. It happened again. Another Democrat goes out, announces campaign for presidency on global warming in the middle of a blizzard. Anyway.
And so I had something set up for that with one of my great, I love him, Thomas Sowell, on the man-made global warming scam, since we're on that note.
What do you make of global warming? I read the original UN study years ago, and I was just curious as to how they were going to deal with the question that the temperatures went up first, and then there was the increase in carbon dioxide.
Right.
Because you can't say that A causes B if B happened first. And so I read this, and I could see they were tiptoeing through the tulips and the way they phrased things and so forth. They couldn't confront that. And now we're finding out that they knew darn well they couldn't deal with all the evidence.
So it fits the pattern of a group of intellectuals, science, climate scientists, mm-hmm. who have a very narrow competency, suddenly proclaiming that there's a crisis, mm-hmm. scaring the rest of us, thereby creating a demand for their services,
yes.
not as climate scientists alone, mm-hmm. but as a kind of high priestly caste that can tell us all how to live and save the entire
yes.
planet, and in the meantime, generate billions of dollars worth of government programs to fund their research initiatives. And so it's a racket.
Yes.
All right.
But again, you have to take account of the ability of human beings to rationalize. I'm sure there are scientists out there who believe some or much of what they're saying, and there are other scientists who believe the opposite. But the ones who are pushing global warming are doing their damnedest to make sure that those who believe the opposite don't get heard in the public.
So shouldn't there be some large-ish body of climate scientists who say the data really does suggest that we're headed into trouble here, but precisely because my saying so as a climate scientist will look like special pleading, we as a community of scientists should be even more careful about being completely transparent, pushing the data out to the public. They should overcome the hurdle that it looks like self-pleading. Why isn't that taking place?
There's no payoff to that.
All right.
Imagine yourself as an assistant professor in some department where your senior colleagues who are going to vote on your pay, among other things, have millions of dollars in grants handed out to promote global warming, and you say just what you just now said, and they'll say, this guy is incorrigible.
There you go. It's all about the money. Speaking of that, Tucker and Dave Smith had a chance to talk about Anthony Weiner, talking about evil folks that lied to you. Bill Clinton's, the Epstein's, the Bohemian Grove, all that.
But people have been waking up more and more to recognizing, like, who are these people?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these people who have, like, real power in our government, like, who are these people? I mean, you know, you take someone like Hillary Clinton. So it's like, okay, so your husband is a rapist. I mean, he's been accused of rape by multiple women,
Clinton.
Clearly a sexual predator. You know, I mean, a man who, even just the stuff we know confirmed, this was a man who, when he was a married president, was like in the White House, like a sexual predator of, you know what I mean? And okay, your best friend, her husband also is a sexual predator who's sending naked pictures to underage girls. Like, hey, that's weird. Like,
it is weird.
How many people do you know who are married to a sexual predator whose best friend's also married to a sexual predator? Like, I'm not drawing any more a bigger conclusion.
It's totally fair.
Who are these people? And these are people who are, like, you know, Bohemian Grove is real. They're doing really weird stuff there. Jeffrey Epstein was real. There was a, like, pedophile ring that a lot of the most powerful people were connected to, at least knew about, and didn't feel like blowing the whistle on it. These are people who are comfortable making decisions where babies will die. You know, like, mass slaughter will happen, and they can sleep at night. And, like, I'm not saying, like, a situation where either our babies are going to die or their babies are going to die, and there's a horrible decision that I have to make this. A decision where, like, no, we're choosing this to happen, and they're kind of okay with that. And you kind of wake up to, like, so when you say, like, is it possible that they'd kill Americans or be complicit in that? Like, yeah, of course. Of course that's possible. I don't have enough evidence to, like, prove that that's the case, but I can prove that they wanted these wars, and then when the opportunity to get them came, they lied in order to sell the wars. Look, General Wesley Clark, he said, as I'm sure you've seen his Democracy Now! Interview, where he said that he saw the plans in late 2001, that it wasn't just that we were going into Iraq, but that we were also going to have regime change in Syria and several other countries. But then, when they go to start the regime change in Syria, 2013 or whatever, They start in 2012. But then they go, oh, we have to overthrow Assad because, you know, he's killing all of his own people. It's like, no. You wanted to overthrow Assad over a decade ago. Don't give me some new plan now. So I do know that they will lie through their teeth to the American people. Like this I know for certain, that they will lie through their teeth to the American people to get enough public support for mass slaughter campaigns because they want those campaigns for completely different reasons. And again, like I said before, this isn't speculation. They wrote this in their own words. One of the reasons they wanted to remake the Middle East in this way is because they thought it was in Israel's interest. And that to me is like just totally unacceptable.
And so all of this playing out, of course, the red pill's falling on Tucker's show again. And also maybe slightly getting a red pill dropped when you go to the leftist Jimmy Fallon playing this video on his show, making fun of Biden and his constant falls.
He's an old guy, has dementia, can't lead us, and the country is screwed. Tell some big lies, barely speaks English, sniffs children, and their mom's hair too. Goes the wrong way when he leaves his speeches, gets lost each day in the White House yard. All the Dems say that we should re-elect him. How can he run when walking is hard? And Joe keeps falling.
So he just keeps falling. In case you guys are listening in, they're showing Biden falling over and over again. So it's almost like they're setting up the public to get rid of him, probably to probably change him out. Who knows? Because why would they allow him, the controlled Fallon, to even make fun of Biden, who they want, obviously the Democrats want to win. So kind of makes you wonder. And, you know, when folks start causing problems or not obeying or doing the things that they're told around this earth, you know, they'll do some pretty crazy things to them. So that's what kind of makes you wonder about Fallon, how he gets by with slandering Biden. Well, that kind of led me to this, kind of what happens around the world whenever you go against the evil deep state and those around the world. Check this out.
Number one is that 2 days ago, Slovakia rejected the WHO pandemic treaty. That's fact number one. Fact number two is that today the Prime Minister of Slovakia is fighting for his life after being shot multiple times. That's fact number two. Fact number three is that 8 out of the 10 countries that have rejected the WHO treaty in Africa have had coups in the last year. That's fact number three. And fact number four is that in every one of those coups, the person who conducted the coup had previously been trained in the United States. They had attended military training at either Fort Bragg or Fort Benning. Like I said, I'm not saying that these are connected in any way whatsoever.
It sure is strange. All these coups, you don't go with the program. You go against the WHO pandemic treaty, and then they try to assassinate you, and then they run coups. And it's just weird that those that are running the coups happen to come from the United States. Speaking of all of that and some weird, strange things happening, look at what Anna Paulina Luna warning Merrick Garland. His arrest may be coming.
During my time off for maternity, after I was told that I could not vote, I actually spent that time reading the House Rulebook and Manual. And there's something that hasn't been used since the early 1900s called inherent contempt of Congress. It's actually something that any one individual member reserves. The attorney general thought he was above the law and did not comply, not just with one subpoena, but with two subpoenas. Those are subpoenas from both Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer. I want to read this to you because ultimately, if in 10 days the Department of Justice does not do their job and hold the attorney general responsible, just like they would any other American,
I think that it should be our job in the House of Representatives to bring an inherent contempt proceeding against the Attorney General, of which I've already filed that privilege motion over a week ago. I would like to read it real quickly in saying that resolved that if in 10 days after the passage of this report, the Department of Justice had failed to indict Attorney General Garland, the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall issue his warrant commanding the Sergeant at Arms or his duty to take into custody the body of the said Attorney General Garland, wherever found, and bring him to the said Attorney General Garland before the bar of the House of Representatives, then and there to provide documents, materials, and answer such questions pertinent to the matter under inquiry as the House of Representatives may order the Speaker of the House of Representatives to propound, and to keep the said Attorney General Garland in custody to await further orders of the House of Representatives. This is something that we reserve as an authority in order to bring back order to a House that has seemed to have forgotten it.
The House that's forgotten it. A lot of things falling apart for the enemy, yet they continue to expose themselves. Remember, we showed you that painting of old King Charles. Some weird things that folks find, you know, a little bit later. Check this out. He was doing the unveiling. He pulls on a red cord that looks like a forked snake tongue. Kind of has the look of a snake with the eyes as he's pulling that down, right? Very interesting. And you'll also notice some other folks were putting things together, and they actually made it four sides with that painting. And if you make it four sides, you'll notice that it looks like the Baphomet. Look at what else somebody put together.
So I saw this online, and before I posted it, I wanted to check if it was right. So I cropped in half one of the pictures of King Charles, and I mirrored it. And then I cropped it again. So I have two of the same picture. Now I am taking it in on the right-hand side in order to make one of them smaller. Now, as you can see, I've opened up my Instagram stories because I find it really easy to edit things together. It's a little bit awkward. This is the picture the correct way up. Now I'm going to turn it upside down. I find Instagram really easy to mess around and spin pictures around. Now I'm going to get the other version that I took the right-hand side off and match them up together. Take a look at that. That's why I had bad vibes about this picture. As soon as I saw it in the red, and it just seemed a little demonic to me. But there you go. A little happy, smiling demon.
The demonic. All they do and everything that they do and their symbolism kind of reminds me of when they released Obama. Yes, I said his name. I don't like to say his name, but that freak had his painting released. What happened when we unveil that bad boy? You do the mirror image of it, and there you got the same looking demon showing through the brush. Go a step further, remember, can create vibes of the pictures of Clinton and Bush. Remember, they were taken on Epstein Island. Remember, you had Bush throwing the paper airplane to the Twin Towers and knocking them down. We know he was responsible for that. And we also know that you've got Clinton wearing a dress. It makes you wonder what was going on there. All of this, all the pain that these guys tried to cover and destroy all of us. And yet, as they have tried to destroy us, certain things were discovered, and it's fallen apart for them.
The AstraZeneca vaccine was shown in clinical trials to be safe and effective.
The vaccine has met requirements for standards for safety, quality, and efficacy.
For those listening in, before I continue to push play, this is a compilation of all of those folks that tried to force us to take a jab that is killing many on this earth, and cancer, and all kinds of problems. They were pushing this on us. So it's just a reminder of what they were pushing on us, and then what has happened.
Germany, France, Spain and Italy are all taking the precautionary measure of suspending use of the vaccine because of fears about possible side effects, including blood clots. The AstraZeneca vaccine has already been suspended in the Netherlands, Ireland, Iceland, Bulgaria, Denmark and...
Oh, let's go back to that. Excuse me.
This is there. 18 known deaths.
The UK's leading health experts have issued new guidance following evidence that in extremely rare cases, people who've had the vaccine have gone on to develop blood clots. The official regulator, the MHRA, said the guidance was not proof that the vaccine had caused the clots, but it said the link was getting firmer. So from now on, people aged between 18 and 29 will be offered an alternative to the Oxford AstraZeneca jab.
Canada has paused the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine to anyone under 55. Germany has suspended use for under 60s in Berlin and Munich. And Spain is currently only giving the AstraZeneca shot to those aged 60 to 79.
Prime Minister announcing in a snap press conference last night that most Australians under the age of 50 should not be given the AstraZeneca jab due to the rare risk of blood clots.
AstraZeneca is phased out. From October, it'll be used by request only.
The Australian government banning Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. And the reason is so there will be no further cases of AstraZeneca-related thrombocytopenia.
They probably do occur.
So we got the picture. It's not just AstraZeneca, it's the other ones too. So don't let them fool you that just one is happening. It's happening to all. Of course, Harvard scientists are caught taking bribes to publish false research about causes of heart attacks.
In over a decade of my research into this subject, this is the most hectic and corrupt thing I've ever come across. Harvard scientists caught taking bribes to publish false research about causes of heart attacks. This is how the sugar industry shifted blame to fat. The sugar industry paid scientists in the 1960s to play down the link between sugar and heart disease and promote saturated fat as the culprit instead. The internal sugar industry documents were recently discovered by a researcher at the University of California in San Francisco and published in JAMA Internal Medicine, suggests that five decades of research into the role of nutrition and heart disease, including many of today's dietary recommendations, may have been largely shaped by the sugar industry.
Sugar industry, jabs, so many more things. And so then we go to the no regrets, proud to fire troops for being unvaxxed.
You believe...
Don't you want all the members of your team to feel like they're included?
Well, I have a question. Do you believe that you were an ally for the 1,878 soldiers who were fired or the 3,746 Marines who were fired for not taking the COVID shot? Were you an ally for them?
Sir, I followed the laws. They disobeyed
the
law.
Did they feel included?
They disobeyed a law.
They were fired.
They were fired because they disobeyed.
Do you regret that? Do you regret that?
Currently existed. I have no regrets.
You have recruitment challenges. You refuse to admit the DEI is a part of this. You're firing qualified people who are well trained, and you sit here so smugly to act like none of that has any impact on the readiness of our Navy.
Senator, we recontacted 3,500 of the 4,800 people who were fired. You know how many actually decided to come back to the Navy?
How many?
Two.
Shocker.
Two.
Shocker at the level of disrespect they receive from their government.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Thank you for holding the foot to the fire on this guy. Biden administration fired over 1,000 military, more than 8,000 really. But they let millions of unvaccinated migrants go into the country. Other crazy things going on. Inflation at some point in presidency. This is from President Trump. Trump had 0% on energy, Biden 38.8% inflation. Gasoline, -2% for Trump, 47% for Biden. Electricity, 3% for Trump. It went up 29% for Biden. What other big ones? Oh, eggs were -3.6% for Trump. It went up a whopping 49% inflation for eggs for Biden. And all this happening, of course, we got Thomas Massie introducing End the Fed, Federal Reserve Board Abolition Act, H.R. 8421. That'd be nice. I don't think it'll happen, but we hope, we pray. All this happening is folks are watching crazy things happening with the money.
It's gas and shelter that's made up most of the gains in terms of inflation this month. But look at these numbers. You've got shelter at almost 21%. And I'd say that's a little bit low because mortgage payments have actually gone up by a lot more than that. But once you leave home, of course, you're talking about gasoline prices. You're not going to like this during driving season. Almost 52% up since January. That's a killer. When you, if you're not walking someplace, in other words, it's going to be painful for you. Now, you've got car prices, you've got gas, but don't forget about the background costs as well. Look at these insurance costs, up 52%. So if you want to put your car on the road, you're going to have to deal with that price. And then, of course, you have a problem if it, if you've got a breakdown or something, you've got to pay for that. That's getting the car in the shop. That's up 41%. So
all kinds of areas that we've talked about. Got an interview coming out this Sunday with Dr. Elliott. We had another great talk. Many states setting gold as legal tender. Can you believe that? People don't want to be controlled by the elites. We talked about that. Elites don't like our freedom. Great conversation, more info on some crazy things going on, but my favorite was probably seeing what's happening with these states. Here's a clip from that. I hope you check it out this Sunday. World order elites that wanted basically destroy us and continue printing over and over again. What's going on with this?
So this is amazing to me. I mean, it really is. So this website, it shows us a list of all the states where they either have legislation pending or they've already voted in gold and silver being legal tender in those states. So let's look at it. Mississippi legislation filed, Kansas hearing scheduled, Florida legislation filed, Utah study bill signed, Arizona moves out of committee, Iowa legislation filed, Missouri legislation filed, Oklahoma legislation filed.
All these that he lists going through, showing more and more states fighting back. AmWeKnow.com/gold. All you have to do is click on that below this video. You can reach out to Dr. Elliott and have the same conversation, and they will help you out. It is amazing. They're standing the forefront, fighting back against the enemy for sure. And so, of course, another person fighting against the enemy would be Harrison Butker for Chiefs. That's right, team captain. One of these NFL players on your screen was caught on tape trying to break into a house on your left. The other one gave an amazing speech. Around 50 NFL players are arrested on average every year, says Charlie Kirk. Since 2000, NFL player arrests include 129 cases of domestic violence, 120 assault or battery cases, and a handful of murder and homicide cases. But Harrison Butker is the real villain of pro football because he encouraged women to become wives and moms. Apparently, he would have been better off punching one of them in the face or getting two or three of them pregnant, because that's what the NFL likes. Plenty of his fellow players do that without headline news coverage. They don't get headline news coverage, but Butker comes out and talks about real things and real family, and NFL goes crazy. Here's a clip from that.
It is only in the past few years that I have grown encouraged to speak more boldly and directly because, as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father and as a man. To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better. I speak from experience as an introvert who now finds myself as an amateur public speaker and an entrepreneur, something I never thought I'd be when I received my industrial engineering degree. The road ahead is bright. Things are changing, society is shifting, and people young and old are embracing tradition.
That's right. So I'll show you some more of him in a minute, but he does this at the Bennington College. So imagine if he did this at UC Irvine, where they had these arrests. And here's just one for you. A professor. Seems so stable, these professors. You know, they get a little upset when you tell them the truth.
Thousands of students could have been able to go to school and have books and have housing. But instead, our chancellor, who is a very cruel man, decided to send thousands of dollars worth of state funding paid for by the taxpayers into the trash.
Are you concerned about this jeopardizing your job?
For real.
What job do I have if the students don't have a future?
How about that, huh? So let's go back to this amazing speech. Check this out.
Throughout the COVID fiasco and how you missed out on so many milestones the rest of us older people have taken for granted. While COVID might have played a large role throughout your formative years, it is not unique. Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
About that. Kind of reminds me, and I was thinking, I forgot to tell you guys, if you want to hear more stories of standing in the forefront of things that might happen to many of you guys and you need inspiration, we dropped the price of my book, Beyond the Microphone, to $6, basically the shipping and handling and paying on the editor. And so, yeah, we dropped that, and just want to let you know, very, very cool to do that. And also, I just wanted to show you another ad from him basically going against all of those pushing abortion.
Hey, it's Harrison Butker, kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a lot of misinformation out there on the Value Them Both Amendment, but here's the real game plan. This amendment will let Kansans decide what we do on abortion, not judges and not DC politicians. Without this amendment, even barbaric late-term abortions will be allowed. Early voting is underway, and Election Day is Tuesday, August 2nd. Join the team and vote yes.
How about that, huh? So it kind of makes you wonder what would happen to him now that he's basically speaking out in such a way for family, speaking against the person who's supposedly running this nation, Biden. And you know what? They're going to have a hard time with this one, that just like they did to Tim Tebow, right, where he was praying on the field. So a lot of good things to share today, very positive, and a lot of fighters out there. It's been a while since I read from Tippy Top Patriot. I put all of the things, by the way, before we close out, all the things that you see, just about all of them, not all of them, that I share, go in below the description box. So basically, when you scroll below the video, you'll see all the links basically for several things. And one of those is Tippy Top Patriot. I put that below so you can click and read all of his updates. Amazing. Insight for sure that definitely helps all of us move along, move forward. And he basically says today in the Bible, Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son to God, Genesis 22, 1 through 13. In contrast, Lot was willing to sacrifice his daughters to the evil men of Sodom, Genesis 19, 4 through 8. Remember, the angels were coming up and they basically wanted to, the people, the men wanted to basically do nasty things to those angels, to those angels and basically Lot said, don't touch these men, these angels. Here, take my daughters. He was willing to sacrifice his daughters. Neither sacrifice happened. God was testing Isaac, and the men of Sodom were smote with blindness. But when I thought about this contrast in Scripture, I realized a strong biblical truth. Either we will simply give our children to the Lord, or we regretfully allow them to be taken over by the world. Wow. As I've said before, if we don't train our children in the Lord, the enemy will gladly drain them in the world. There is a war raging for the hearts and minds of our children. There's a reason that Vladimir Lenin, founder of the Russian Communist Party and first head of the Soviet state, once said, "Give me just one generation of youth and I'll transform the whole world." The enemy has known this from the beginning, from the sacrificing of babies on the altar to the false god known as Moloch, to the aborting of babies on the altar to the false god known as the Planned Parenthood. Children have always been their target. Satan fears a generation of strong, godly children that could grow up strong, raise up their voice, and stand up to fight against the powers of hell. That's why the enemy is working overtime. Evil in schools indoctrinating the minds of the children. Evil on television stealing the hearts of the children. Evil on the internet stealing the eyes of the children. Evil in the dark corners stealing the innocence of the children. Their goal has always been to indoctrinate, pervert, confuse, and suppress the next generation, yet we stand in their way. May we continue to stand in their way each day, standing until we can stand no longer, and we can no longer stand. May we lean on each other and keep standing against evil, because the children are more than worth it. Psalm 127, 3-5 says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate."
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you continue to do throughout this earth in waking people up to the truth of what's happening on every corner, showing us the foothold of the spiritual warfare that's happening, showing us once again how you are so amazing and so perfect to bring the right people around us at the right time and right moment so that we can hear from you. We ask that you continue to watch over all of those that are impacted by so much day in and day out with money challenges, with family challenges. We pray now, as my wife has asked me to pray for President Trump and his family in this ongoing battle to restore our nation. We know it can't be done by one man, but we know that you can use people with the talents and gifts that you've given them to restore a nation. We've seen it throughout Scripture where you've got Nehemiah going over to help his people to rebuild a wall. We see it over and over again as you've proved yourself so good to us. And we ask for just continued guidance day in and day out with our voices, the things that we say, the people we run into. May we be a light in the darkness. Please continue to protect our families. Protect us from the enemy who wants to destroy us. We so look forward to the amazing things that you will continue to do day in and day out. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you and hope that you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you hit that follow button and the subscribe button. And please let us know below this video some of the things that might have touched you today. And let us know other things. Just wanted also, we're going to try to release an interview tomorrow about grooming. Some amazing interviews. So I hope you guys tune into that one tomorrow. We've got a lot to share on that point. And also, just a reminder, if you haven't thought about it, to head on over to our link and jump on board with us August 11th through 18th at Sea with LT. We'd love to have you in Alaska just hanging out together, all right? So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. With them, we know. Signing out.